tell me I'm in heaven.
Jimmy, are you still alive?
Bobby, you ain't no angel talking to me, are you?
I should say not. I'm alive. Are you hurt?
No, just shook up.
Say, I'm standing up. I can touch that railroad trestle.
What?
Yeah. And can you imagine? We're in 6 inches of water.
Am I crisp?
What's the matter, Jimmy?
Here I get all set to drop maybe 40 or 50 feet into a river and die, and we drop 7 feet into a puddle.
Well, let's get out of here. You're lucky it wasn't worse.
I thought so.
You thought so what?
Now I'm stuck in the mud.
You certainly do have your troubles, don't you, Jimmy?
I certainly do.
You certainly do. Well, give me a hand and... Oh!
What's the matter?
Now I'm stuck in the mud.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, I guess it's every man for himself, Jimmy.
Bobby, in all the years I've known you, you have had a lot of funny ideas, but none of them was ever funnier than this one.
Well, what do you mean?
Walking into the headlight of a railroad train to get gasoline. And now look at us. Stuck in the mud.
Jimmy, for a little guy, you talk more and say less than anybody I know.
Oh, I do, do I? Well, maybe you can do some talking and talk yourself out of this mud.
Well, come on. Give me a hand.
Where are you? I can't see you.
Here. There you are. Come on.
Ouch!
Now what's the matter?
Oh, my foot. I hit my foot on a rock.
Oh, you're lucky you got a foot. Come on.
Of all the guys. Of all the unsympathetic guys, you are the worst.
Jimmy, will you come on?
Here we are on the verge of pneumonia or something in the middle of nowhere, and you tell me I'm lucky to have a foot.
All right, but come on.
Come on. Can't you say nothing but come on?
Certainly. Hurry up.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Here's the bank of the creek.
I was beginning to think this creek didn't have any bank.
It's too bad Oswald ain't here to enjoy the pleasure of falling in this creek.
Yeah. Right now, that mug is probably enjoying 3 or 4 nice hot beef stews.
Yeah, some guys have all the luck.
I just seem to go from one pair of wet pants to another. If it ain't cows kicking over milk pails, it's dropping into prairie dog creeks and things.
It's a good thing we left the lights of the car on. Otherwise, we'd probably be roaming this prairie all night.
What good is a car without gasoline?
Well, we can sleep in it till morning, can't we?
Yeah, we can go to sleep standing up. How are we going to get these clothes dry?
We might stand out in the middle of this prairie like a couple of scarecrows and let the wind dry them.
Well, we probably wouldn't be disturbed. Look at this place. Just look at it.
Yeah. It certainly is lonesome, ain't it?
There ain't a sign of life within 100 miles. Wait a minute. What's that?
Oh, now you're going to begin to hear things.
I certainly do hear things. I hear a horse or something.
You're sure you don't hear the bark of a jackrabbit, Jimmy?
All right, you listen.
Yeah. Well, for... Say, you're right, Jimmy. It is a horse.
Here he comes up the road.
It's a cowpuncher.
Is this a break or is this a break?
Well, I ain't so sure, Jimmy. He might be one of them prairie outlaws or something.
Outlaw, no outlaw. I'm glad to see him. Hey, mister.
Whoa. Hello, man. Having some trouble?
Having some trouble? Listen, mister, we're having all the trouble.
Yeah, mister. We ran out of gas.
And we got caught on the trestle by a train.
Yeah, and we fell into the creek.
And we're all wet.
And cold and hungry and...
Well, maybe I can help you.
You certainly can, mister. If you'll tell us where we can get some gasoline to get this heap started.
Well, I'm Two-Gun Bill Johnson.
Gee, Jimmy, he's one of them Two-Gun guys.
Keep quiet, will you? Keep quiet.
I got a dude ranch up the road a pace.
How far?
Just a pace, about 15 miles.
Look, he calls 15 miles just a pace.
Well, remember, Jimmy, this is the wide open spaces, where a pace is a pace and no fooling.
Well, mister, have you got any idea how we can get this puddle jumper of ours 15 miles without gasoline?
Well, I think maybe we can take care of that.
And I think maybe we'd be very much obliged if you could.
We certainly would, mister.
We certainly would.
Here, just step aside a moment.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna rope and hogtie that critter.
He's gonna lasso the car.
Well, for the love of Mike, did you see that? He roped the car.
Now you climb in and keep that pesky thing in the road, and we'll be on our way.
Boy, is that guy a pal, or is he a pal?
He certainly is a pal.
Are you ready?
Let it go.
You know, Jimmy, this car of ours has certainly had a lot of experiences, but this is the first time she's ever been roped and hogtied.
Well, maybe it'll teach her a lesson not to run out of gasoline.
Hey, mister, where did you say this here now, dude ranch of yours is located?
Good night.
Now, listen, Robbie here says, where is your ranch at?
Good night.
Look, Jimmy, maybe this guy is crazy or something. You ask him where his ranch is, and he says good night. That'll make no sense.
Wait a minute. I'll ask him again. Mister, maybe you didn't understand. Robbie wanted to know.
And I told him that the dude ranch is near the town of Goodnight, Texas.
Oh, the town is Goodnight.
I suppose Goodnight is a couple of miles from How Do You Do or something.
Hey, look, look, how's chances for getting a job at this here toad ranch?
Well, it might be pretty good. Do you punch cows?
Listen, Mr. Togun, I never punched a defenseless animal in my life.
Robbie, will you behave? Don't mind him, Mr. Togun. He's always clowning.
Oh, you're a couple of actors.
Well, no, not exactly.
Well, I might be able to use a couple of actors.
Well, now, wait a minute. We have been on the stage.
What do you want with actors around a dude ranch?
Well, you see, this part of the country has sort of run out of bad men in the last few years. And I like to have a couple of them around the place for atmosphere.
Well, what happened to your last bad men?
Well, they weren't tough enough. We had a lot of guests from New York who run them off the ranch.
Well, what do you have to do to hold on these bad men jobs?
Oh, just stand around and look tough. Spin a couple of wild and woolly yarns once in a while to keep the customers interested.
Where did you say these customers, these dudes of yours, come from?
Oh, they come from the big cities, Boston, Philadelphia, Newport. Mostly society people.
And they don't know anything about the West?
Not a thing.
And how much does this job pay?
$5 a day and grub.
For standing around looking tough and spinning bad man yarns for a lot of dudes?
Exactly. Would you like the job?
Now, Bobby, how would this fit in with the morality clause, Bobby? With the morality clause?
Perfectly.
Mr. Two Gun Johnson, allow me to present my pal, Arizona Bob Armstrong. He's so tough, he sticks up a railroad train every morning before breakfast, just to keep in practice.
And allow me to present Oklahoma Jim Gleason. He's got more notches in his gun than a pineapple has bumps.
Yeah, glad to meet you, gentlemen.
The pleasure is all yours.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.